There are more than stars to look at in the night. For my people believe in spirits and ghosts that roam the darkness. These stories tell of a great hero and how he dealt with these night beings. When I was little, my father and my uncles used to get together at night and tell stories about Kuluskap. And they told stories about Kuluskap and the ghosts. And these were among my favorites. Now on this one certain night long ago, Kuluskap and his friend Paganuk the otter were sitting by their fire. A small fire it was, so they could look up to the nighttime sky and muse upon the stars. And then all of a sudden, a stillness came to the forest. Strange it was. And they knew that all in the forest were shivering and shaking with fright. And there were sounds coming out of the forest. Strange sounds indeed. Oh, this would be a strange night. All of a sudden, a blue ghost came streaking out of the forest, his hair snapping in the wind. Kuluskap looked and laughed. And Paganuk, he was afraid, and he hid behind Kuluskap. And then a great red ghost jumped out of the ground right in front of them, and he flailed his arms in the air. And Paganuk had enough, and he hid in the bushes behind Kuluskap. Kuluskap, he just laughed and mocked and treated the ghost with disdain. Great a hero he was. Then a white ghost came out of the bushes, and terrible was he, and he spat his teeth out on the ground at Kuluskap's feet. Kuluskap laughed and gathered the teeth to make a necklace. An otter swooned with fright. One after another, these ghosts came forward, green ones, white ones, horrible ghosts, ugly ghosts. They grimaced their faces, they made strange sounds indeed, and Kuluskap laughed, and he made faces. He enjoyed this, and he called out in the darkness of that place, "This is entertainment indeed." And the ghost gave up in despair. But there was one little tiny ghost, and he was kind of a pest to the other ghosts, for he was a young ghost, and not very big indeed. And not much did he ever do. He had not even earned one feather in his life so far. And the ghost didn't like this little ghost. So they decided they would embarrass him by putting him up to facing Kuluskap alone and bring that little ghost to shame. They grabbed the little ghost and they pushed him forward, prodding and saying, "Now you go scare Kuluskap." The little ghost, so shy indeed, crept forward, hesitating and shaking. He came into the presence of our great hero. And Kuluskap saw this poor little ghost. He was a great man. Great compassion did Kuluskap have in his heart, great care indeed. And he felt sorry and took pity on this poor little tiny ghost. He could see that the ghost was frightened and shy indeed. And so Kuluskap, in his compassion, decided that he would act afraid and make this little ghost feel big. And so Kuluskap jumped up from his fire and let out a great yell. And he ran and he hid in the bushes with Otter, where he lay passed out from fear. And Kuluskap shook the bushes to show he was shaking and afraid. The little ghost, upon seeing this, took great heart indeed and swelled up his chest and said, "I must be a great ghost after all." And he walked round the fire with his chest puffed up, strutting in the light of the fire of that place. And he picked up Kuluskap's feathers and his pipe bag and his great pipe that Kuluskap loved so much. And he carried these off his trophies, and he went back boasting to all the other ghosts, the red ghost, the blue ghost, the black ghost, and the one who spit his teeth upon the ground, and the one who flew with his hair snapping in the wind, and the ones who made terrible sounds. And they were amazed to see the little ghost with these things. When Kuluskap looked and saw these things, and that his pipe His bag and his feathers were gone. He sat and he pondered and decided that after all, sometimes it's not such a good idea to make big things of little things.